A beached boat is off the water and destined for disposal in the wake of a partnership struck between the Royal Victoria Yacht Club and the District of Oak Bay. Both organizations donated time and equipment to pull the derelict boat back to sea, tow it to the docks and load it into a bin bound for disposal. Read also. This is my home. Hope sinks for Greater Victoria derelict boat owner. Folks at the yacht club were already working to remove the abandoned vessel near its marina on Cadboro Bay. Then the boat broke free and became beached, explained Oak Bay Parks foreman Tim Roberts, who spearheaded the partnership. The wheels turn really slowly, but this is a great case where everybody's working together to clean up that beach, he said. The Parks Department cleaned up the debris, working with John Rowe of the Veins of Life Watershed Society. But the vessel itself falls under federal jurisdiction and got tied up between the Canadian Coast Guard and Transport Canada, a not unusual scenario. In this case, Roberts used his position in Parks to plead their case working through the system. Oak Bay received approval from Transport Canada about 3 weeks ago to act on the vessel and stripped it down. Read also. Concerns surface over sunken boats. Thursday, February 29. The tides were finally in favor to push the hull into the water and yacht club members towed it to their docks for removal. The sandy, heavy and awkward hull was pulled from the water using the yacht club crane and it was binned. Oak Bay Parks staff brought in the equipment to crush it into the bin Friday, March 1, expected to be hauled away later that day. Abandoned sailboat Sunrise awaits its date with a dumpster at the Royal Victoria Yacht Club. Courtesy Oak Bay Parks. It was, not only cost-effective but environmentally beneficial and a great opportunity to strengthen the relationship between all parties. Luckily we found a compassionate advocate at Transport Canada who was a great help in getting us the approval in a record-breaking 2 months, Robert said. Read also, derelict boat cleanup runs aground because of funding issues.